Alright, Tibo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to pick up on page 182. Top of the page. Hoda'a zeres lemitzos. Yotze lefize. So it appears, right to the Mechaber, according to everything that we've written so far, Shehaodaya hofeches lihios zeres lemitzos. That at the end of the day, gratitude converts ultimately into zrizos per mitzos. Because remember, what we've established over the last couple of days is that although the Mechaber or of Kashil broke it up into three different categories, but really those three categories are one. That the way to cultivate an internal sense of zrizos, the way to cultivate that internal sense of urgency and zeal for the performance of mitzvot stems from gratitude. That if I have gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he's done for me, then in turn I will go ahead and be quick or be zoriz to go ahead and perform his will. So we saw three different categories of that gratitude, but gratitude seems to be the internal mechanism by which we can trigger our personal zrizos. Mi shemoda yoser laomek. So somebody who, the deeper my gratitude is, the more I have the ability to awaken my consciousness. So interestingly enough, Rav Kashil points out that this is why gratitude is an incredibly pivotal and important part of our davening experience. Which is interesting. We spend a lot of time on gratitude. So you ask yourself, why do we spend so much time on gratitude, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all he's given us? So of course, on the most basic level, because gratitude is important, right? Because at the end of the day, it's important to be able to have hakaras hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on a deeper level, what the Mechaber is suggesting is because gratitude is the trigger for zrizos. When I have gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way that translates is that I have to be more zoris. I have to have a greater urgency in the performance ultimately of his will. Hamatzbon zeregesh. The consciousness triggers a feeling. But ultimately, it is awakened through thought that is able to guide the individual. Ultimately, the goal of the hergish, the goal of the feeling, is to go ahead and translate feeling ultimately into yearning. Yearning will ultimately become action. Ha'avoda b'knias hazrizos. Ha'kavana ma'yazra lezrizos la'foch l'teva. And the Kolobos say, remember, the great challenge over here is that we've all established how important zrizos is. But again, being important doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to do it. So how do I translate the importance of zrizos into action? Let me say it differently. The goal ultimately is to translate the importance of zrizos into zrizos action. Challenge, of course, of zrizos action is what? Is that zrizos seems to go against the teva of man. Remember, we spoke about this before. The teva of man is to remain in place. The teva of man is to remain dormant, inactive, and therefore I have to figure out a way to transform or to make zrizos part of my consciousness. He says, "Vechalki azrizos." So the essence of atlos is that atlos, laziness, the essence of zrizos is that zrizos is supposed to be the antithesis of atlos, of laziness, and is supposed to highlight for us the detrimental nature of laziness. V'ahezber, shamatzvon hu nikudas ha'achiza, katze chut shiachol la'azwar b'lim shochosach. Fine. Supposed to say with that, so now what we've established throughout Perek Ches is that acquiring the Mida of Zrizos is challenging because it goes against our Teva. Therefore, the only way to change that is to make Zrizos part of our Teva. How do I make Zrizos part of my Teva? Ultimately, by finding something in my inherent nature that seems to awaken the Mida of Zrizos. We've established in Perek Ches is that the internal midah that will awaken zrizos is gratitude. We established three different levels of gratitude. So if I go ahead and work on myself to be a gratitude-filled individual, that by definition will awaken within me the need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a zoriz fashion. Fine. With that, we begin Perek Tes. HaPerek Osek Beber Mafsidi has results for Achal Kameham. So we'll say this parak is going to focus on the things that detract from Zrizos and how to distance myself from these negative traits. As my Mafsidi has Zrizos. So we'll say, so what are the things, page 183, second line in. So what are the things that detract from Zrizos? Zahepek Mekniya. So we'll say, so again, on a very simple level, whatever the mechanisms for acquiring Zrizos, the opposite of those things are the attributes or the traits that distance me from Zrizos. Okay, very, very intuitive statement. Kniya, mashi yachzik es ha-Zrizos. Mafside, ze mashi yachazik es ha-Atlos. Kol davar shiyach lechazik es ha-Atlos hu mafsid. So at the end of the day, any behavior, any trait that reinforces laziness is the antithesis of Zrizos. So therefore, again, remember, this is the part of the Ramchal, just by now you know, because this is our third time through this, the way the Ramchal is set up is, the Ramchal first speaks about the particular midah, the particular trait, then does two things. Discusses ultimately, again, what you need in order to acquire the trait, and therefore also highlights the behaviors that will derail you from acquiring the trait. So we just spent in Perek Ches we discussed, how do I acquire the Midah of Zrizos? And now in Perek Tes we're discussing, what are the things that derail Zrizos? What are the things ultimately that prevent me from acquiring that Midah? So Rav Kashtiel says, the answer is very simple. The answer is, the antithesis of Zrizos is Atzlos, is laziness. Therefore, any behavior which contributes to Atzlos ultimately is what? The antithesis of Zrizos. Okay, so now we're going to break that up a little bit. Hine mafsida hazrizos, heim heim magdile ha'atzla. Therefore, we're going to both say, the behaviors that detract from Zrizos are the very behaviors that magnify Atzlos or laziness. Ma magdil atzlanos. We'll say, let's ask ourselves a fundamental question. So what are the traits or the behaviors that seem to magnify laziness? Ma mifateach oso. Right? What ultimately allows laziness to go ahead and take root? Atzlanos zedavar tivi. So we'll say, it's important to understand, by the way, that laziness is an inherent or natural state. Beteva v'anu rom she'efshal shachle al sateva. On the here's the amazing part. You know, there are certain things in life that you have to work on in order to acquire them, and there are certain things that are just de facto states. Laziness is inherent to man. Right? I don't have to do anything in order to become a lazy individual. Simply not doing anything, my de facto state, is laziness. We both say, we actually now begin to understand this. Why? Because this is Adam Adama, right? This is, so what Rav Kashiel, what Rav Chaim is saying is, if let, and we'll say, by the way, when you learn this, this explains so much. Sometimes if a person is a driven person, they look around and they see lazy people. And you wonder to yourself, how are these people so lazy? Whatever people, you could fill in the blanks. It might be work, whatever it is. How could these people be so whatever. I won't add any rash here. So how could these people be so lazy? And I both say, the answer is, because there's nothing wrong with them, meaning they're just doing what people do. That's the way people are. People, by definition, and I both say, again, this is especially infuriating when you rely on people for things. Right? Let's say you have to go to a particular service office or something, and you wonder, like, I don't understand, like, this is your job. This is your job. So why are you not doing it with a little bit more effort? And the answer is because people will go ahead and try to do whatever it is they have to do with the minimal amount of effort necessary. Whatever I can do to get by and check off the box, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm supposed to understand that all that person is doing is being a human being. That person is just being an Adam, because that's what Adam is. Adam is Adama. The earth says, leave me alone. I'm standing here. I'm sitting here. This is where I am. I have absolutely no interest in moving. If you push me, I'll move a little bit, but I'll only move the minimum amount necessary. This is Atzlos. So again, we often think that laziness is a negative midah. Now, laziness is a bad midah, but it's not an acquired midah. It's an inherent midah. So therefore, again, he says, when we ask the question of, you know, what is it that creates laziness within an individual? The answer is, nothing creates it. It's a de facto state. It's just there. It's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Ma magdilas ha'atzla. So you ask yourself again, but come on, what is it that triggers it? Hadavar harishon zeh, bakashas hamenucha hagufanis. I will say, the first answer is, so if we accept the fact that laziness is an inherent state, what is it that triggers laziness? So I will say, what triggers laziness is, what is your aspiration in life? What's your goal? So we'll say, this, by the way, is a very interesting thing. You know that there are some people that just live for the weekends. Now, what does that mean if a person lives for the weekend? Right? The person lives for the Sunday, for the day off. So say, at the end of the day, that's bakashas hamenucha gufanis. That's the person who's living life, I can't wait to rest. I can't wait to relax. I can't wait not to have to work. So if that's my mindset in life, I will say, that means, think about this just a moment. My ultimate life aspiration is to be in a state of rest. If my ultimate life aspiration is to be in a state of rest, says the Ramchal, that's a big problem. Because that means ultimately, again, I've fallen into the clutches of Atzlos. If my life is Bakashas Hamenucha Gufanis, if my life is all I want to do is relax, V'sinas HaTorach, and I hate exerting myself, V'avas Ha'idunim B'tashin Kol Taneim, and I just love physical pleasures, meaning I love the state of just taking care of myself and not really having to do anything. If that's the case, Hadavar harishon shemagdil atzla zetos batzogas hamataros b'chaim. Both sides, a very profound statement. The greatest problem of atzlos is when I have a skewed priority. So we'll say, if the greatest day of my week is the day that I'm off, right? If the greatest day of my week is the day that I'm not working, there's a problem with that. Now again, if a person's saying because it's on that day that I go to learn the whole time, it's that day that I go to do chesed the whole time, fine. But that's not what Ramchal is referring to. Ramchal is saying is, if a person's ultimate aspiration in life is to be at rest, and that's his goal. My goal is I want to relax. My goal is I want to take it easy. My goal is I want to have to exert myself as little as possible. Then if that's my aspiration, then a person is suffering from atzlos. Then a person is suffering from life laziness. Because as we'll see, Adam la'amal yulad, man was born to toil. The goal in life is to toil, is to work, is to produce, is to accomplish. But if my aspiration, my goal is to relax, my goal ultimately again is to be pampered, then the mice at the end of the day, a person may have an atzlos issue. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up a branch from the bottom of 183 tomorrow. I'm sorry?